I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pastor Andrew Brunson has his next hearing tomorrow in a court case that's dragged on for 2 years. Brunson was arrested in Turkey back in 2016 during the post-coup purge that cracked down on foreign nationals. He was charged with terrorism and espionage. But the only things Brunson really has going against him are that he's an American and a Christian. Looking ahead to tomorrow's hearing, Miles Windsor with Middle East Concern says it's hard to guess the outcome, so please, pray for Brunson and his family. Pray for their gospel witness and for justice.
But also I'm sure that they would want prayer for the brothers and sisters in the faith in Turkey, that they would know God's comfort and protection as well, that this wouldn't be a precursor to even worse circumstances for them, and that they would be a light shining in the darkness.
And no matter how you feel about certain topics, you'll probably agree on this next one, injustice. You'd most likely agree that as followers of Christ, injustice is something we should fight. South Asia, with India at its center, is one of the fastest-growing regions in the world for human trafficking. Today, on the International Day of the Girl Child, we'd like to help you engage in the fight against injustice. As they say, knowledge is power. India Partners' Donna Glass says you can help by covering a girl's school expenses.
If parents can only afford to pay the school fees and uniforms and supplies for one child, it will be the boy child. And the girl child is relegated to helping out the house.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. So get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.